This is Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jane Hamden. Milwaukee developer Barry Mandel takes chances in his hometown. He designed the East Point development, a mix of housing and retail when no one else would touch the city neighborhood. He's building high-rise condos in a city that seldom sees brand new tall buildings. As part of our series of Project Milwaukee reports on economic development in the region, we've invited the president of Milwaukee's Mandel Group to talk about the business climate here. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
You know, you told me last time you visited the program that even as a boy, you were thinking about the potential of this city when you were riding the bus from 53rd and Keefe to the east side for swim lessons. I remember that conversation. When you look around Milwaukee today, do you feel like the city has reached the potential that even back then you were thinking about?
No, I think the city has come a long way. I mean, if you think about where we were in the 1980s and where we are today in 2007, you see a much, much different downtown. You see redevelopment of office, housing, entertainment venues, and even an enhancement of our recreational facilities, certainly in the downtown area. Now, there are certainly other places in the city of Milwaukee haven't fared as well, and those are the areas that we should be concentrating on the future.
Many of the visible signs of improvement and revitalization you've been responsible for, some of the tall buildings and some of the classic redevelopment that was important to John Norquist when he was mayor of Milwaukee. But you've also said that if you didn't grow up here, you might not have located your business here. And why is that?
Well, if you go to any national convention and they talk about the best markets in the United States to develop in, unfortunately, Milwaukee would be in the bottom quartile of those markets cited. We just don't have the economic engines that other markets have. We have very little population growth, job growth, household growth, or income growth. And those are all engines of economic development that are important to certainly my business, which is the real estate business.
Given the limitations of our region and the type of population we have, what can civic leaders and business leaders like yourself be doing more of to stimulate this growth?
Well, I think we're doing a great deal. You know, either the glass is half empty or half full. And I like to think that the glass is half full. And there are initiatives right now that are extremely important that various organizations are taking on. For example, the MMAC, as well as the Greater Milwaukee Committee, is working very diligently on regionalization issues with Milwaukee 7. I think that is one of the more important things that needs to be done in our region to create a larger economic base that industries and manufacturing companies, as well as businesses, identify as a place to open their businesses.
But, you know, is that group aggressive enough? Is that effort aggressive enough? If you look at other regions of the country, Louisville, for example, there was plenty of resistance to becoming one overall regional. They changed the structure of their government. Can you imagine leaders here going for substantial and difficult, politically difficult change like that?
I think that the people who are involved in it are aggressive enough, but it's going to take the concerted effort of the 7-county area and, more importantly, the 4-county area to have the political will to get it done.
What do you think the other greatest challenges are? Certainly you draw from the workforce here in Milwaukee. Is it possible for a big company like yours to find enough qualified, educated, trained workers to build the buildings that you're constructing?
Yes, there are enough people in and around Milwaukee in order to handle the kind of developments that we have. The issue is that as there becomes transition between the older workers and the younger workers, can we transition minorities and other people who are unemployed today in those positions and long-term be able to find permanent positions for them?
And I know you think that transportation is an important part of this entire equation, and you have many projects going on in the suburbs. There's a lot of resistance to investing in public transportation in this region.
Well, you know, it's broader than just transportation, quite frankly. I think if you're going to take a look at the region, I think it's important to think in terms of funding transportation, parks, and performing arts. I think that all seven counties, more particularly the four counties in the MMSA, really have to share in the cost of regional transportation, the protection and preservation of our parks, also our performing arts, because everybody in those areas enjoys the benefits of all those attributes of the city of Milwaukee.
So you're talking about some sort of a regional tax, but you know the line. You know, people who live outside the city say, I am not going to be responsible for the problems of that metropolitan area.
Well, fortunately, I'm not running for office, so nobody has to vote for me. But clearly, we're going to need the participation of more than just the city of Milwaukee, or Milwaukee County for that matter, to be able to preserve our parks, to be able to increase our ability to transport people to jobs, and for us to sustain our performing arts.
When you talk about going to national conferences in Milwaukee, being in the bottom quarter of productive cities or cities that are growing, one of the problems you've mentioned in the past is the state taxing formula that makes it difficult, you believe, for businesses to be profitable in a region like this.
Well, what I think is that if we don't change the playing field in which we're currently operating, we will get better, but we're not going to make a quantum leap. So I think we have to take a look at other states that have done an excellent job of creating economic incentives, creating a more vibrant economy, and be able to take a look at a best practice approach and have the political will, if necessary, to change our entire taxation policy to be able to provide those incentives that are necessary to create an economic environment that's going to enhance our city and our region and attract other businesses to our area.
But considering budget limitations, and just look at the struggle in putting together the state budget this last time around, what about the need for job creation, job training, alleviation of poverty, all the programs that go to that? And how do you justify, given all of those issues in our region, giving tax breaks to big business?
Well, I'm not sure that it's just tax breaks to big business that we're talking about. You know, it's one thing to be defensive with respect to how you're going to deal with economic fiscal responsibility. But if, quite frankly, if your team doesn't score a run, you're never going to win. So I think you have to take a look more on the supply side and be able to create a vibrant economy, and then a lot of these other issues will be able to be taken care of.
This is the
rising
tide. I know
I sound like a Republican.
You sure do. You know, the rising tide floats all the boats. So you really believe that that would happen in Wisconsin, given the entrenched poverty in the city of Milwaukee?
I'm not suggesting that it's going to be easy, but I think we need to have the political will to do it. Of course, we haven't talked about education, and education is an extremely important part of the overall formula. And with education and jobs, I think crime, which is probably one of the other major problems that we face in the city, that will take care of itself, as well as the fourth, which I would believe would be teenage pregnancy.
So thinking about the kid who was riding the bus and, you know, a city resident yourself as a young person, are you optimistic? Are you proud of what this city is? Or do all these issues that we're talking about seem overwhelming?
Quite honestly, it seems overwhelming. But I have a $350 million pipeline of new developments that I intend on moving forward on in the city over the next several years. And so I have to tell you that I need to be optimistic.
Are the elected officials at the city, county, and state level strong enough personalities to get this kind of thing done?
I think that'll be our biggest challenge. I think you're right that we have we have been entrenched for a very, very, very long time, and there are a lot of different constituencies throughout the state, and partisan politics is something that sometimes divides us and sort of protects us in another way. But quite frankly, I think there are things that we can agree on, and I think we can agree on having a stronger region. I think we have to define benchmarks for ourselves on what exactly we want to accomplish in the future, what resources are necessary to accomplish our goals, and then just go ahead and do it. I'd like our governments to take at least 20% of the risk that we take as a small company every day in trying to build a better Milwaukee. If you want change, you're going to have to take risk.
Barry Mandel is a Milwaukee native and president of the Mandel Group, a development and real estate company. Our Project Milwaukee series of interviews continues tomorrow with Journal Sentinel business columnist Tanette Johnson Ely. She hears all the time about the flight of talented minorities to more promising cities, and she talks with the entrepreneurs making a go of it here. Her viewpoint on the business climate in Milwaukee tomorrow on WUWM's Project Milwaukee. Coming up next on the Arts Page, a silent movie is no longer silent at the Oriental Theater, celebrating its 80th anniversary with dramatic musical accompaniment. You're listening to Lake Effect from WUWM.